This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Within hours of the Israel-Hamas truce running out, the wounded start pouring into Gaza's already overwhelmed hospitals. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Aid groups in the United Nations say a fraction of health facilities in the devastated enclave are still functioning, and they're in no shape to cope with an influx of casualties.
It's like a horror movie. When you walk in there, there are patients on the floor with the most traumatic injuries that you can imagine, essentially battlefield trauma. The patients are given the best possible care, but the number of staff available is relatively small. Many of the staff have fled with their families or have been killed.
Speaking from Gaza City, World Health Organization Senior Emergency Officer Rob Holden.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. UN spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric said on Friday that humanitarian aid delivery to Gaza is, quote, uncertain after the restart of fighting.
Any continuation in the uptick of delivery of basic supplies into and across Gaza is now, of course, uncertain because of the resumed hostilities, which obviously makes the distribution of humanitarian goods that much more difficult, not only for the humanitarian workers, but also, of course, for those for whom the aid is intended. We must have at least the same volume of fuel and other humanitarian goods enter Gaza that was entering during the pause.
Israel's warplanes pounded Gaza on Friday after talks to extend a week-old truce with Hamas collapsed, sending wounded and dead Palestinians into hospitals and others onto the streets to seek safety. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. For only the sixth time in its 234-year history, the U.S. House of Representatives has expelled one of its members. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
The House Ethics Committee recently issued a report finding there was substantial evidence that Santos broke the law. Federal investigators have charged Santos with fraud, money laundering, stealing campaign donors' identities, falsifying campaign finance reports, and more. Santos has pleaded not guilty to all of the 23 federal charges he is facing. He came under intense scrutiny and ridicule after it was revealed he had embellished his education, career, and family background. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
South Korea has launched its first military spy satellite a little over a week after rival North Korea claimed to put its own satellite into orbit for the first time. The launch on Friday from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base used SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. It was the first of five spy satellites South Korea plans to launch by 2025 under a contract with SpaceX. The launch had been planned for earlier in the week, but was delayed because of weather conditions. South Korea has had no military reconnaissance satellites of its own and partially resorts to U.S. spy satellites to monitor moves by North Korea. A federal appeals court says former President Donald Trump can be sued by Capitol Police officers and lawmakers who accuse him of inciting the January 6th insurrection in 2021. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A three-judge appellate panel denied a request from former President Trump to dismiss lawsuits filed against him by police and Democrats who accused Trump of inciting the violent mob that stormed the Capitol in 2021, leading to injuries and destruction. This decision is from Trump challenging a federal judge's ruling that his, quote, words of incitement were not protected by the First Amendment. But this Washington, D.C. appellate court says its ruling is not the final word on whether presidential immunity can shield Trump from liability. Trump is also arguing he's immune from criminal prosecution in the case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A federal appeals court has ruled that Texas must move a floating barrier on the Rio Grande that drew backlash from Mexico. The decision Friday comes months after the Biden administration sued Texas Governor Greg Abbott for installing the roughly 1,000-foot linked and anchored buoy barrier in the river straddled by Mexico on one side and Texas on the other. It is the second legal defeat for Texas this week over its border operations. On Wednesday, a federal judge allowed U.S. Border Patrol agents to continue cutting razor wire the state installed along the riverbank, despite the protests of Texas officials. I'm Alexis Strope.